convention. Let's start with the tenors, please. Just keep right here, man.
Thank you, Jeremiah.
So I've got myself, Elliot, Norm, Mike, Gary, Bob, Vince. Barry's? Tori, Jean, Glenn.
Tori's not going to have no hand up.
Oh, yes.
You did too, in the beginning.
Tori, Jean, Glenn, Gary, and Greg.
Yeah.
Okay. Face.
Steve Shaw.
I'm here. I'm not going. I'm sorry, I didn't see you. Oh, they're going to be in.
Okay.
No, Mark, I can't go. Thanks.
Mark's not here.
Okay. Mark's not going to be
here. Mark Dorber. Not here.
I don't believe he'll be traveling
again. No. So, you're going to have to sing louder, Dave.
No. Everyone else. Huge big bass sound on a nice light.
Right. All right. Tomorrow is Funk Progress Show. The early shift will start a little bit earlier with the clock, but the beats. I did send something out. It was very nice. Kind of thorough of what we learned today at the training session. Light side will be the 6:30. About 9. We will start serving lunch at 10. Mm. We did find that farmers like to start eating lunch earlier. The busiest time will be that 10 to 3 period. Then after that, it'll tail off. We'll have two stations, one on the east side, one on the west side. There are job descriptions. People won't move the gates. Please read over that. Memo real quick on that. Comfortable shoes and hats are requested. We'll not have hair nets, but since we're dealing with blue hats, will be recommended. I did show you the shirt that we're looking at.
We will wear gloves.
The gloves will be available as well. So once everybody gets checked in, we'll get where everybody's comfortable. Yes, Dane?
I couldn't open the picture of the shirt in the scene.
Gray shirt. So, if you don't have it, don't worry. I will have people wear it.
We need to make some more t-shirts.
What about wearing our name tags?
Name tags, please.
Yeah.
Name tags, that's great. Name tags. So about lives, they should wear anything.
Clothes.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
Anything comfortable. Yes.
Pants. Shorts.
It's going to be cool. You're going to be cool morning, so dress accordingly. It's going to be dry. but a lot of good things coming up. Please just take a quick look at that and numbers, contact numbers. There will be representatives from Nelson's there with us to guide us along as well. Anybody taller in the morning, all we have to do is take down the sides of the tent and bring them around so they're clipped up there. So that's one of the, and then ice down stuff. Sternell, they're working with Sternell, so that can be tricky as well. But I think it'll be a good learning experience for us. We'll be tired at the end of the day, that's for sure. They're hoping on Thursday they'll start tearing down by 2 the fence and have me out of there by 4, if not sooner. It all depends how the show's going at that point. So, but there are going to be a lot of people. It's been 4 years since we've had it back up the building. So, yes, Frank?
Are we going to meet with everybody that's going at 9 to end and just go over 2 more details?
We can. Do you have the sheet as far as who signed up for the early shift?
No.
We need 5 to 10 people. She changed the time on us this morning.
Yeah.
We went from 8 o'clock back to 6:30 to start in the morning. So we need between 5 and 10. I'd like to know who could make it at 6:30 and 7 o'clock so we know how many we're going to have.
Because they start serving breakfast at 7.
Yeah, yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, we'll have enough. We'll have enough. That's the main thing, having somebody there to start.
Just get started.
Yeah.
So, but if you have nothing better to do, come up early. You can always use that.
Yeah. You have nothing better to do.
Yeah. It'll be account for traffic as well. They will have some troopers helping with
yeah, they're going to have 35 highway patrolmen there.
So
for traffic.
So, but it's still going to be a mess because it's coming off that 30.
Yeah.
Right over the. Yes, Mark.
You might also tell them that the first entrance into the park says for volunteers, do not go into that area. You want to go all the way north.
The regular parking lot.
Regular
right.
Parking.
So it's on further down towards the far north end.
There's a blocks off street there. You want to go as close as you can get to the blocked off.
What Jack says in that parking lot for vendors, he said they park all over hell. And if we go in the regular parking lot for visitors, they've got straight lines. They didn't have the numbers on them yet this morning. They had the poles up, but they didn't even have the numbers on them. But you want to remember which row you're in, of course. And everybody wants to have Floyd T. Myers' phone number, because he's going to be driving our golf cart. And when you come in, if you need somebody to be walked in or something, here's Floyd T. Myers' phone number. Is 250-7788.
Area
code 515.
Just good.
Sure.
250-7788.
Is it on the sheet? It's on the sheet.
Right there. And we don't have to pay
to park. No paying for parking. That's all free. If you have to get towed out of a mud hole, I don't know.
This afternoon, the parking lot is full of campers.
Yeah.
What?
A bunch of campers came in and they put them on the east side of the parking lot, which is kind of far from the east, I think.
I'm surprised they left.
Oh, they kept them away from the gate. They moved them way over east.
Way over east.
Good.
All right.
Good.
Be prepared when you come in, Mark. Yes, if you need. It's not very far from the north gate as far as how far we're out. So, depends how far you're out.
When you first come into the tent, you'll have a sign-up sheet like this. Be sure to sign it up. When you leave, be sure to sign. That's how we get paid, because it gets divided up between the Sweet Adelines and us, and if we don't have our hours down here, the Sweet Adelines are going to get that much more. Instead of dividing up 60-40 or 55-45, we'll be given hours away. So this is an Excel spreadsheet, and there's one for each of the 3 days. Anytime you come in. When you leave, sign up.
So if anybody else has card clipboards as well, bring them along.
I've got 2 clipboards I'll bring along for this stuff.
And I've got a bunch of notepads or whatever.
Good, good.
So you said we have a separate sheet for Harmony Delegation and a separate sheet for them?
This is just
yeah.
Nuts.
Yeah, I made up a separate one for them too, yeah.
Okay, so at this point, look for the signs as well. We'll have those out. How many simple bring up there? Their signs.
I didn't get to see what you put out today, so I apologize. But there basically are 3 types of jobs that we're going to be doing. Did you go through that on your team?
Yes. So basically, what we'll have is people taking orders and money. We'll have the aprons. For those taking the orders, taking the money, they will have vouchers. Vendors will have vouchers for some folks. They will present those to you. Say they're $15, but they only order $10 worth of food. That's it. You write $10 on that voucher. We keep it. They can't come back and then, okay, I get $5. No. Once they spend it, it's done. Otherwise, you're making change. There are tables there to help kind of do the internal math.
And we're not getting change back if they have a $10 or a $15 voucher and they only spend $10.
That's it.
That's it. You don't give them any $5 back.
No.
Voucher's good for up to $15.
Right. And most sandwiches are $9 to $10. Behind the money people are taking the orders are our runners. They will get what's ordered and bring it back up front. And then behind them are the people preparing the sandwiches. And they'll be marked different colors. Chicken, hamburger, cheeseburger. Cheeseburger, cheeseburger, cheeseburger. if they request only a hamburger, the cheese will not be automatically on it. So we can make custom orders if necessary. But need to let people prep it and know. And then also there will be people, a couple people checking the condiment area, keeping that nice and clean, and then a little ways around our tent, which is a nice area for them to eat. Just kind of pick that up during a slow time as well, keep it nice. Because Cindy said that people will be off a lot. So they'll just toss everything in there. So, and then, restockers. Yes, and just keeping an eye on if anything's running low, we never let them know to bring it in. So
it's basically a big rectangular tent. And we are inside the tent. They are outside the tent. They would not come in the tent. They come up to tables that are at the end of the tent and pay for their food and get their food.
Drinks.
So we're inside the tent pretty much the whole time.
They'll have pop basically here, and then on either side, it depends on the drinks. You can tell by the caps, obviously. And there will be ice
available. We don't have to worry about that. It's right there in the tent as well. We just bring it down. And everything is separated out in one spot. So, and they'll help us with restocking of that.
Yeah, they're going to have a person from Nelson there all day. It's going to be in our tent. One of the people for it. And what we can do too, if somebody comes up and gives us a $10 bill and he only buys like a $7 sandwich or something like that, we can say, well, why don't you have a bottle of pop and use it all up or something like
just
that. So they're not out $3 or $4 or something.
Yeah, so the vouchers are only and then they will have access to iPads as well for credit card purchases. And so there'll be some training on that, but basically, I've got a card here. They'll come over and make sure that happens. Okay? But it takes some time to look over that. If the folks that are coming up early want to come meet, we can decide some things tonight after rehearsal. It'll be rewarding. Yes?
I thought I saw on somewhere that we as the vendors get half price food.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So
yes.
We need to bring our own cash for that then?
Yes. And you can also bring your own lunch.
So you
water bottles.
So we should, we're not making change, so we need to have our own cash for the amount.
We are making change.
You can make change.
We can make change for that.
Just purchases.
For the
vouchers, that's what you do not make change.
Okay. Okay.
If people pay you in cash, we make change. Yes.
All right.
Check the brief.
Okay. All right.
It's here.
Can you hear about it? Yeah. I'd be broke in those clubs.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Well, actually, Lynn brought up a good point. They didn't say anything about tips. Did people offer to give tips? I don't know.
Lyle's bringing 4 tip jars.
Okay.
All of this, they got
this.
And they're,
sure, so
they're great big ones.
I got a couple of them. The other ones are just quart jars. So I have 2 big ones and 2 small ones. But they've got a label on them that says Harmony Delegation Tips.
So we'll have tips.
We'll have to make sure that's okay with that.
Yeah, well, Jack, the last time, he had 2 tip jars out. He picked up $200.
Mm.
So I hope if we got 4 of them.
We need to drive the pump.
Yeah,
throw
$2 in there. It's going to be divided between us and Harmony Central.
Right.
Yeah. They can be Harmony delegation only.
No. Right. Mm-hmm. The tip jars will be there, and we'll work out the details after everything.
So basically, there's 8 pay/order stations.
Yes.
4 on each end, the narrow end of the tents. Of the tent.
Okay.
8 stations, 4 and 4.
2 tents.
So just
1 food tent, maybe 7 tent
tents
where they eat.
There's 3 or 4 tents there, but we're just in one of them.
Yeah.
There's 4 stations on the end. There's 4 money takers.
Yep.
4 runners. 4
whatever.
There's 12, 16. It's like maybe 20 people on each end.
Yeah.
Full time. It'll be effective.
We won't have 20 on each end. Because we've lost 10 people already. So we started out with about 48, and we've lost about 10 people. So
we'll be busy. But I think if we have a good system when we get up there,
yeah,
we'll,
yeah.
Make it work.
We'll make it work.
And I will say, Harmony Central has been really easy to work with. They've been real cooperative and real easy to work with.
That's good. All right. I won't waste any more time, but please look over that memo. If you don't get it, let me know. I'll send it back out. All right?
See you tomorrow.
Get some rest tonight. Yes. Very good.
Eldon?
Yes, sir.
For those who are going to competition, the registration, early registration ends
September 18th. That's an adult $60, youth $30 for those under 25. After that, it's 70 and 35. It does say here on the website that new VHS members since April of 2022 get in free. They're not going back any farther. So yes, it's just going to be April.
Join the free.
Yeah.
And I couldn't find the cutoff date for the hotel, but it's the DoubleTree, and it's all on the convention website on Sing CSD, so you want to get that in as quickly as possible, especially for the hotel.
I was thinking it hotels kind of really somewhere around September 8th or something like that. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I think it is.
I think an email said that or something.
Well, I couldn't find it on the website, so I...
I'll look again.
Yeah.
I think it is the 7th. So, if you talk to folks, you need rooms. I think that is in the initial memo I sent out on Saturday. Right? It
says double three and the reduced rate is September
7th. September 7th is reduced rate.
Yep.
It's coming up. So you're talking among yourselves as far as grouping up the rides, etc. Okay? Thanks so much. All right.
Quick reminder, a week from tonight is Labor Day, so we do not have rehearsal. We don't have rehearsal next Monday. So it'll be 2 weeks before we come back. Also, because we're getting closer to competition, what I'd like to do is have you just try to free up your calendars for Saturday mornings, probably from like 10 to noonish or 9 to 11 or something like that in the month of September leading up to October, and what we'll do is try to put together some rehearsals for only the folks that will be traveling to Kansas. We'll do some rehearsals in this room, but just to kind of get a little extra work in there to work on some of this choreography and stuff. But I don't want to spend every single minute of our Monday nights only on this music. I'll also be doing Christmas and things that involve every single one of us, and just because we also need to be learning that music too. We'll have some just dedicated rehearsals on Saturdays. Now, any of you are all welcome to come and observe. It will only be the people that are traveling to Kansas to sing. But if you want to come and help us, provide feedback or, just give us an audience to sing for or point out what's good, what's bad, you're all more than welcome to come. But it will only be the people that are traveling to Kansas that will sing on the Sunday mornings. Cool? All right. You got four.
He's going to look at the order here because the headline is doing a show.
They are doing a show.
14 songs.
Whoa.
Well, plus several quartets.
Yeah.
Huh? So plus several quartets.
Yeah.
What is the date of their show?
October 8th.
October 1st.
It's at West Des Moines Christian Church.
Cool.
All right. Could I have Carl, Brian, Len, Elliot?
Okay, those four folks, if you want to just stick around, we're ending a little bit early. Tonight, we're going to, keep our whole world singing, but then I want to talk to those four individuals real fast. So it's Brian, Glenn, Carl, and Cole. Right. Yes.
Were you going to say something about the award?
What? Oh.
Well, yes, it's been brought to my attention that somebody in this room has received not one, but two.
Well, this was just a nomination.
A nomination.
I didn't actually get the The show that I directed at the Civic Center for Des Moines Young Artists Theater, Heathers was the name of the musical, it was nominated for 12 different awards. So one of them was Best Musical, another was Best Musical Director, and Best Director, and then Best Ensemble, all this kind of stuff. And it did end up winning some awards, so we did get Best Youth Ensemble.
These are the Chloe's.
Yeah, the chorus. Chloris, yep. Yeah. Chloris Leachman Awards, So we got Best Youth Ensemble. We also got Best Musical in whatever its category was, I can't remember what it was. And then we had a number of people that were nominated for performance awards and stuff. So it was a good evening. We enjoyed our last night looking at the awards and going through all that. But yeah, it was a really good show. I was very proud of it. It was good. And we're also out. I got a Chloris Award a couple of years. Well, that's probably longer than now. When we did Ragtime at the Plans, I don't know if anyone saw Ragtime, but I did get Best Musical Director for that show, so that was fun. But I only got nominated this time, I didn't win. That one went to Adam Yankovi for Cabaret, so he got the Best Musical Director. But anyway, we're doing Guys and Dolls coming up here at the Playhouse, and I just had my first rehearsals with the orchestra this weekend. 17-piece orchestra, and I got to tell you, it's probably the best pit I've ever had. They are amazing. The brass section just wails and screams, and it is amazing. So we open up not this coming Friday, but a week from, which I think is like either the 8th or 9th. I don't know what the date is, but get your tickets. Come see the Playhouse show, Guys and Dolls. Great musical. I'm sure you all know it in and out. So that was it. All right. So let's keep our horrors singing while you're there in the center. Take us.